Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Focus London 2018. I'm here with Andrea Rocco, director of the Genova Liguria Film Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Genova Liguria Film Commission is one of the Italian film commissions that are here as a group under the umbrella of the Italian Film Commission stand. Listen, Andrea, when you participate to an event like this one, which is the idea that you have, the aim that you're looking after?
Well, first of all, I'm very happy this year to see that Italians are here in force. We've been coming to Focus since the beginning, and we had in the past a booth here, and we were kind of the lone Italians here. So we have believed in this show since the beginning. It's growing, and the main aim here is that we are not in a festival or in a market linked to a festival. So there is less fun, maybe, but there is also the thing that we have only professional people interested in production that are coming here. So the main goal, of course, is to meet people, to explain what are we doing, what is Italy and specifically our region, and what we can offer to them if they come to shoot in our region.
Listen, which is the regular idea that an international producer has when it comes to shooting in Italy? So which are his worst fears and which are his best requests?
Well, of course, Italy has a strong image on many respects. I mean, it's a good life, it's a good food, it's beautiful locations, the history, and all that. We know all that, and of course, it's a big advantage to represent this country. There are the drawbacks and the fears are basically linked to red tape, first of all. There are horror stories going around, or there have been in the past horror stories of people trapped in the bureaucracy in long times, etc., etc. This is less true, of course, now, but it's difficult to change the perception or the image of something like that. I would say that this is the major fear that international producers have. On the other side, I think we have done some progress in proposing and a wide array of film incentives, and maybe now it's difficult even to explain to people why we have national incentives, regional incentives, and why each regional incentive is different from the other. So there is maybe we should do a better job in explaining all this, in streamlining also the information about this. This is it.
Yeah. Listen, the new cinema law that has been forged also through the help of the Italian Film Commission work, is it going to be to make your work easier in terms of convincing foreign production to come to shoot in Italy?
I don't think it will change substantially what was before in terms of for the part that regards the international production. Of course, the competitivity of a country depends a little bit, in part only, on the incentives and the laws, and it depends also on the general competitivity, the level of price, the cost of labor, and all the stuff that are, of course, are issues that cannot be changed with the cinema law. The fact that the film commissions are recognized in the law, it's important because it establishes the some kind of credibility for film commissions also outside of Italy.
Which are the help and the program that your film commission have towards the production camps that come to shoot in your territory?
We have a recently approved film incentive scheme that is based on two calls. One is active right now, so you regional, international production can apply right now for these incentives that are basically based on local spending, and they give up to 120,000 euros for feature films and TV series and TV fiction. This is kind of new. There has been in 2017 another scheme like this, but this is new and improved, and the maximum incentive cap, let's say, has been raised from 80,000 to 120,000, which makes things, of course, more interesting. There will be a second call in May, June, so we have already the time to promote and communicate this scheme, this incentive schemes. So basically, it's not different from other schemes as existing in other regions in Italy. What happens is you come here, you propose your project, you get your project approved, and when you come, it depends on how much you spend, you receive cashback on what you spend.
How many productions have you helped in this year, for example, as we are at the end of 2018?
We usually have, and this year is not different from the past, usually have around 100 productions every year. Of course, they're not all feature-length movies, and they're not all shooting the whole project in Liguria, but we have a lot of also, among those 100, there are a lot of commercials. We are very strong in commercials, I think also because we have a territory that is very flexible and can give productions, the mountains, the sea, the ocean, the big cities and the small villages. So, and we have a special relationship also with the advertising commercial industry in Milano, which is very close to our city. So for them, Liguria is the closest location where they can find beaches, ocean, etc. This year, in the summer, we had a very big production coming to international production coming to Liguria. It was a feature-length project with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston that shot in Santa Margherita, Portofino, and that area. It's not out yet, but we are very curious to have it, to see it. And we are gonna have at the beginning of the year two big Italian fiction TV fictions that they're gonna shoot in Liguria, in Genova in particular, at the beginning of the year for quite a long time.
TV series are a good thing for a film commission.
I think they're the best thing. They're the best thing because they, of course, they have substantial budgets. They tend to stay longer. They tend to, if they're successful, to come back every year, and that allows also the growth of professionals in the territory. And also they are seen by a lot of people. So the intended tourism effect is more likely to happen with TV series than with feature films.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Andrea Rocco, director of the Genova Liguria Film Commission. From Focus 2018 in London, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred the Festival Insider.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.